Okay, well, I'm glad to say I have been joined by my guest, and that is Alexandra Waite, and she is on the phone. Good morning, Alexandra.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Absolutely amazing, thank you.
Absolutely amazing. Well, it's good. I mean, I should know that's more than I would expect, Alexandra. You know, absolutely amazing. Wow, good for you. So, thank you so much for joining me on the phone. And we're going to be talking now about your picture book, which is called Jackson's Dream. But first up, Alex, let's find out a little bit about you first up. So, go on. In about a minute and a half or so, on tell us your entire life. History.
Oh, my entire life history. I don't think that's enough time. Born and raised in London, currently living in Southend at the moment. I have four amazing boys, 14, 10, 9, and 5 years old.
Mm-hmm.
They are everything to me, the whole inspiration for everything I do.
Yes.
I am currently working at a school at the moment. I'm a safeguarding officer.
Okay.
I've always had a passion about trying to help young people make a difference and take the right path, should I say, in life.
Yes,
I've been
yes.
through a lot myself growing up, so I used all of that to try and help inspire and motivate young people into not taking those paths that I went down.
Well, there we are. I mean, that's such a good thing, isn't it? When you can take your own life experiences and bring them to a new generation. And as you rightly say, sort of point out to youngsters of today that, well, you know, you could go down that path, but really, I wouldn't recommend it. This is very much more the way to go. And it sounds like that's what you do very well.
Yeah, that's what I do. I try, you know, you can't save everyone, but even one person makes a difference, so.
Absolutely that, absolutely. So, how long have you been doing the work as a safeguarding officer for now?
So, safeguarding, I first ever done anything to do with safeguarding in about 2010.
Right.
I've been in this position for just under a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
But youth work and working in schools with vulnerable, hard-to-reach young people at risk of offending, joining gangs, drugs and all of that stuff.
Yes.
For about 22 years altogether, including
right.
everything.
Okay. So, I mean, really then, you've had quite a breadth of experience there, as you say, dealing with difficult areas and perhaps sometimes areas that a lot of other people might have just sort of shied away from.
Yeah, I mean, I've had quite a few awards. I won a Pride of Ethics Award for my community work.
Great, great.
A Lord Lieutenant Award, which I was presented. That was from Prince William and Kate.
Oh, well, now we're talking.
And a C2C Community Champion Award for the community work that I've done in the borough of Southend.
Fabulous, fabulous. Well, so good to hear that obviously your hard work and dedication has been noticed. And as you say, obviously with four lads of your own, clearly plenty of experience of trying to juggle everything and getting the priorities right, I guess.
Yeah, I'm really bad at that. I don't sleep.
Oh, right, okay. So how did you first sort of get into that then? I mean, okay, you've said that you had a bit of a sort of an up and down youth experiences and so on, and maybe took a few wrong decisions. But was there one particular thing that sort of made you sort of turn the corner or see the light even?
Yeah, the birth of my first son changed me.
Right. Okay. So I guess that can often be the way, can't it? Because when you've got, when you've got a little small person there who is completely reliant on you, I mean, it maybe does make you reevaluate your life and you know, the choices that you've made up until then.
Yeah. Definitely, that was it for me.
Okay, well, interesting stuff. So, let's talk a little bit about the picture book which you have been involved with, Jackson's Dream. So, first up, I've told our lovely listeners a little bit about the storyline, but it's nice to hear it from your good self too. So, tell us what the premise of Jackson's Dream is all about and how you sort of came up with the idea and sat down and did the writing.
So my son, one of them is obsessed with hot dogs,
okay.
Frankfurters.
Yeah.
And he'll eat them cold, hot. He'll eat the whole pack.
Wow, right.
And he'll have them for breakfast, lunch, dinner, whatever. Whenever he fancies a hot dog or frankfurter, he will have it.
Right.
And I always said to him, if you keep eating so many frankfurters, you're going to turn into one day.
Which could have sounded initially like a threat, but on the other hand, I mean, he might have thought, well, what a great thing that would be.
So the book is inspired by him.
Right.
And his love for frankfurters.
Okay. And is his name Jackson by any chance?
No, his name's Cheyenne.
Okay, fair enough.
But the name Jackson came from a Facebook competition.
Right.
I was writing the book and I was stuck for a name.
Mm-hmm.
So I put it out on Facebook and said, look, I've got this character in my book. And I need an idea for a name.
Yeah. And so you threw it out there and people came back. And then you know, when somebody suggested Jackson, you thought, that could work.
Yeah.
Okay. So tell us then a little bit more about the actual story itself.
So the story is about a little boy who wants to get home from school quickly so he can eat his favourite food, which is frankfurters.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Mum says to him the same thing she says every single time he eats them, you know, come on, if you keep eating so many, honestly, you're going to turn into one.
Yeah.
He just laughs it off and is like, oh, silly Mum. He starts eating a sausage and eventually magic happens and he becomes a frankfurter.
Right.
He ends up getting stuck in the fridge and he goes on this adventure in the fridge.
Right.
And he almost gets eaten.
I mean, that could happen, couldn't it, if he's turned into a frankfurter? Yeah.
Yeah, so he ends up on the plate. So this is possible because he eats them cold. In the story, he eats them cold.
Ooh, right.
And he ends up getting put back in the fridge because Mum comes back into the room. And obviously, he's not there. It's just two frankfurters on the plate. So pops them back in the fridge. And he has this little adventure in the fridge.
So does he meet all the other food then that's in the fridge and they all start talking to him?
He definitely goes on a bit of a munch in the fridge.
Right.
He definitely eats a lot of food.
Hmm.
And he does come back out of the fridge, but he does almost get eaten as well.
Right.
I don't want to give too much away.
No, absolutely. So what sort of age range are you sort of pitching the book at, would you say, Alex?
Well, I've done an author day. I went into school on book day,
mm-hmm.
and I've done it for primary school children.
Right, yeah.
I'd say I'm around about the age of reception age?
Yes, absolutely.
Reception age up till maybe year 6.
Right.
So definitely primary school children, so say 4 to 11.
Absolutely. Well, there we are. That's a nice broad range and it's a lovely time, obviously, to get children involved in reading, isn't it? And and obviously picture books are a great first step that point of view, and hopefully then to introduce children to the world of reading, which is then a gift that you've given them for the rest of their lives.
Yeah.
What about the pictures and the illustrations in the book? Are these something that you've had any involvement with, or was there, as is so often the case, a very talented illustrator who came in and worked alongside you?
Yes, I've had a very talented illustrator. I'm very lucky to have got him, actually.
Okay.
Martin Baines.
Right, Martin Baines. Yeah, indeed.
So he is the illustrator of Danger Mouse as well.
Ah, well, so he's got a bit of form then, as they say.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. So how did the collaborative process work between the two of you? I mean, obviously, presumably, you had written the book first, and then our friends at Candy Jar, presumably they suggested that Martin could be the man for you?
Yeah, so there was a few illustrators that came to me.
Yeah.
And I picked him, but it was a bit of a battle.
Okay.
There was other people that wanted him as well at the time.
A man in demand, right.
Yes,
right.
He definitely was. So it was, I just had to be like, no, I need him. His work was amazing.
Yes.
And he's done such an amazing job with the illustration on the book. I just couldn't believe how amazing it was when I saw it. It was more than what I ever expected it to be.
Right, right. So was it a question of just giving him some basic ideas on the sort of illustrations you were looking for to go with each page, or did you leave a lot of that sort of creativity to him and then, you know, he sort of tweaked things accordingly for you?
Yeah, he pretty much done the majority of the work.
Right.
I mean, thankfully, the way the book's written, it's quite, you know, you can see there's quite a lot that you could have done with it.
Yes.
And he's just absolutely taken it and turned it into the amazing book that it is now.
Well, that's really good to hear. So, how long did it actually take you to write the words for the book? I mean, was it something that had been, you know, sort of brewing with you for some time, or was it just a complete new project and you sat down and thumped away on the word processor until it was done?
So, I'm a writer, so I had a publishing deal to write songs years ago.
Okay.
And I've always written. I've been writing since the age of 10.
Okay.
I've written plays and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, everyone kept on saying to me, you should write a book. And I had this idea of the book. It was just an idea. I didn't actually know what I was going to do, how it would start, how the middle or the end.
Mm-hmm.
I just knew that I wanted to write a book about a boy that turns into frankfurters because
right.
he loves him so much.
Yeah.
And I sat down one day and it took me about an hour and a half for the first draft.
Wow.
Literally.
Goodness me. So that clearly showed that you were a woman on a mission. Yeah. You knew pretty much how it was going to go. And did you sort of have the start, the middle and the finish in your mind straight away? Or did stuff develop as you were writing it?
It just developed as I was writing it, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But it has changed since the first draft. The first
right.
manuscript has changed with a bit of help from Sean at Candy Jar.
Yes, yes, you absolutely.
Know? And that's how you get amazing work when you work collaboratively. I can't speak this morning. Collaboratively.
Yeah, yeah. No, no, I know what you're
people.
Saying. And I mean, Sean, in fairness, obviously, I know Sean pretty well, and certainly he is well versed in being able, I think, to get the best out of people, which is quite a gift, I think, really. And on the programme here, we've spoken to lots of the Candy Jar authors, and in many cases, they've been people that have been, relative novices at writing, and certainly the help that that Sean has been able to give them and the other members of the team like Will and Karen, I know they've absolutely pointed people in the right direction. Obviously, matched them up in the cases of some of the picture books, obviously, with really, really top class illustrators. And then it all seems to fall into place, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
So what about a follow-up then? We've had a boy who decides he loves his Frankfurter so much that he really wants to be one, and he does by magic. Will there be follow-up books?
Well, I've got four boys, like I said, and
yeah.
the other three keep saying to me, "Mum, can I have this?" And if I say, yeah, they go, "But what if I turn into one? Will you make a book about me?"
Ah,
so,
yeah.
I've got one that wants me to write about him turning into tomatoes, one that wants me to write about him turning into a custard cream, so we just never know. But I have got a teenager.
Right.
So there could really be a book about one that just gives a lot of attitude and...
Oh, I see. So no names, yeah. no pack drill, but yes, one for about a teenager with a bit of an edge to it, as
yeah.
opposed to the other kids maybe who just want to be a tomato or... Did you say a custard cream or a custard slice?
Custard cream.
Custard cream. Well, see, now I love custard creams, me, Alex. I mean, been a fan of custard cream since I was knee-high to a grasshopper. So, yeah, actually, as much as I love Frankfurters too, I think, yeah, being a custard cream, I mean, that could be great, really. I mean, we could start a whole theme here, couldn't we? And we could
yeah.
have perfectly balanced adults out there all thinking, now, yes,
yeah.
I'd like to be a potato, or, I'd like to be a custard cream, or I'd like to be, well, almost anything, frankly.
Yeah.
Great fun though.
Yeah.
And so what sort of response have you had from people that have read the book or you've read the book too so far?
Yeah, so far it's been a great response. I mean, we've had Southend Council got involved and bought
yeah.
a couple of hundred books for
excellent.
Some of the holiday and food activity club.
Yeah, yes.
Quite a lot of my friends have bought copies. I'm just filling it when I get the opportunity at the moment, really.
Well, absolutely.
Only now about to try and, you know, fill it on a more bigger scale.
Okay. So how long has the book actually been published for now?
Okay.
Only in round figures.
About 2 years, maybe.
Right. Okay. Fine. So, as I say, the other question was: Do you think then that you will write another, or indeed have you already sort of started and got some ideas down on the computer already?
No ideas for what I'm going to be writing in terms of a children's book. I do have lots of ideas of other writing that I'm taking part in at the moment.
Okay. Yeah.
It is something that I do definitely want to do in the future.
And I mean, that's the thing, isn't it? I mean, it's all stuff that can be done and worked in around, obviously, your other commitments there in the world of education.
Yeah.
So, what about letting people know where they can find out some more information? I think you told me off air that you do have a Facebook page that people could visit.
I do have a Facebook page. It's just literally Facebook/ Jackson's Dream.
Jackson's Dream. There we are. Well, nice and easy to find. I will remind people of that in the last half an hour of the show. But we're getting towards the time where we're going to need to say cheerio to you for today, Alex, and let you get back to your day job, so to speak. But I'm sure you'd probably just want to take the opportunity to give a big thumbs up to Sean and all the guys at Candy Jar and Jelly Bean Publishing here in Cardiff for being able to give you this push up the ladder.
Oh, definitely. And Sean especially, because I worked with him, put up with me, phone calls, emails. He's been absolutely amazing, and it honestly would not have been possible without the support from Candy Jar. So I'm forever thankful to them.
Brilliant.
For all the support.
Well, that's good to know. Alexandra Waite, you have been my guest on the programme today. Delighted to have had a chance to chat to you, Alex. And obviously, I wish you all the very best with Jackson's Dream. As I say, we'll tell everybody where they can get hold of it from in the last half an hour of the show. But hopefully, we'll get the chance to chat to you again in the future, maybe about some of your future projects.
Thank you so much for having me.
No, that's absolute pleasure, Alex, and have a really good day.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Cheers.